Hi, this is Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. If you're looking for up-to-date market information for cattle, lamb, wool, crops, and regional hay prices, the Roundup and its markets page is all you need. Also, the Roundup has a detailed weekly market results from 5 area auction barns. To subscribe to the Roundup, please call 1-800-967-1647. Thank you.
I'm seeing my father in me.
Join us for the 15th annual Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 3rd through the 9th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. The Cowboy Rendezvous boasts free admission to daytime stages of continuous Western music and cowboy poetry and the vendor area. Get your tickets for the featured events, including the Thursday night kickoff concert featuring Susie Bogus, a family dance Friday night, a Saturday matinee featuring the Bar D Wranglers, and the Saturday evening concert with Paul Overstreet. Then the whole weekend culminates Sunday morning with Cowboy Church. Tickets are available at the door or on their website at cvcowboy.org. We'll see you at the Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 3rd through 9th, at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. Come feed your inner cowboy.
And we share some thoughts about family life.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. Mm-hmm. Yep, we'll keep playing it.
Keep her going.
The badger will live on.
Amen. Yeah.
How about some more music?
Let's do
it. Yeah, we promised these folks a little Gary Prescott.
That's right.
Yeah, he's singing Wild and Free.
It's cold out here tonight as me and Dunny make our rounds. My hands are nearly froze as the ground turned white with frost. Punching cattle is my life. I wouldn't have it any other way. Though sometimes I wonder, was it worth all I've lost? 'Cause it's been 10 long years since I've seen sweet Mary. And I ask old Dunny, you reckon she thinks about me? Her blue eyes haunt me tonight as much as when I left her long ago. Just a young cowboy chasing the wild and free. All the cattle are bedded down, their tails face to the wind. They'll sleep good tonight 'cause we pushed them hard all day. Through the stillness of the night, a cowboy starts to sing a song about a love that's gone astray. I left sweet Mary crying at the altar, and I ask old Dunny, you reckon she thinks about me? Her blue eyes haunt me tonight as much as when I left her long ago. Just a young cowboy chasing the wild and free. We'll be back on the trail again with the breaking of the dawn, and we'll drive these cattle all the way to Abilene. The many rivers yet to cross, Dunny swam before. Boy, just like me, he's lived the life that's free. It's been 10 long years since I've seen sweet Mary. And I ask old Dunny, you reckon she thinks about me? Her blue eyes haunt me tonight as much as when I left her long ago. Just a young cowboy chasing the wild and free. Those blue eyes haunt me tonight as much as when I left her long ago. Just a young cowboy chasing the wild and free. Such a young cowboy chasing the wild and free.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff there from Gary Prescott. He hasn't been wild and free since he married Jane.
He has told the lie.
Yes, he better.
She slapped pop knots on his head faster than he can rub them.
Yeah, he got that right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, wild hairs.
Have wild hairs.
All right. Yeah. So you mentioned, is it H-A-I-R or H-A-R-E?
Uh-huh,
yeah. So there's versions of both.
Okay.
All right. So the first one that you were talking about with the nose hair or the mustache hair going up your nose.
Right.
The correct spelling would be H-A-I-R.
Right.
Yeah. A wild hair is a phenomenon found around horses.
Oh.
A hair from a horse's tail may fall into a water trough. Sometimes fungus or mold on the hair will make the hair wiggle through the water as if it were alive.
Really?
That's one of the versions.
And we spent $100,000 of government's money.
Yeah, exactly. of USAID money.
Yeah.
Yeah, went to figuring that one out. Right.
Out
That's all right.
Oh, dear.
Department of Governmental Efficiency got a hold of that one. So, they cut off the funding.
You got Doge.
Yeah. Okay. So
had to go there. Sorry.
So there's the, right. Hey, we can. We have the microphone.
That's right.
So that's the version of H-A-I-R.
Okay.
All right. A wild hare, H-A-R-E.
Rabbit.
Yeah, exactly. 1940 animated short, Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny was supposed to be Bugs Bunny's introduction to the movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Bugs and Elmer were both in there. I guess I don't know if that was Elmer's debut or not, but supposedly it was Bugs Bunny's debut.
1940.
Yep. The film was released July 27th, 1940, featuring Elmer Fudd, Bugs Bunny. Yep. The latter of which was considered his first official appearance.
I'll be darned.
So there you go.
And there's some more.
Yep.
Government money
spent. Well, let me tell you
what. We didn't spend a dime.
No, we didn't spend a dime. We wasted a lot of time.
Well.
researching this, right?
Right.
Right.
Well, and in researching this.
Sure.
Going through, what do they call that? Scroll bait or whatever called.
The death scroll.
The death scroll.
You were doing the death scroll.
A picture pops up.
Okay.
Of a mid-1800s saloon.
Oh.
And a bunch of women standing out front of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
And they had a sign that says, "Lips that touch liquor will not touch ours."
I've seen that picture, and I can see why the guys drank.
Okay,
me too. Anyway, I know I shouldn't. That's bad. I shouldn't have said that.
Well,
I know. So we get the chance to browse the internet when we do shows like
that's
this,
right?
And it is a dangerous dang thing.
And we call it work.
Yeah, research. Exactly.
Research.
Plagiarism is stealing from one.
Right.
Yeah, or stealing from many is research.
Research. Yeah.
Right. So the
got it.
One of the definitions I've got to having a wild hair is to have an intense and typically sudden enthusiasm or zeal to do something.
Okay.
Oh yeah. That made
Ooh-wee.
No sense whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
Huh?
Wild hair. I can understand why they came up with wild hair.
I can too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, of course, there is you remember back in the 80s or 90s when the jackrabbit population in Mud Lake, Idaho exploded? Yeah.
Well, and we had our own southern Idaho.
Yeah, that's right. Well, anyway, the jackrabbits were spreading disease and such like that. And, well, Idaho came up with their original version of the club sandwich. Anyway.
Jackrabbit Club Sandwich.
Jackrabbit Club Sandwich. Man, they had these roundups.
Well, there was not thousands, no. Not tens of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands of rabbits. Yeah. And man, we had to do something.
Well, you can't afford to shoot. Even at the price of a .22 shell.
Right.
But hundreds of thousands of those. And so, yeah, anyway, yeah.
They would decimate a haystack overnight.
Oh, and not just eat the hay, but tear them down. They would
undermine
fall over.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yep. That's right, yeah.
Dirty, rotten, wild hairs.
Wild hairs. Doggone them anyway, yeah.
Where was Elmer when we needed him?
When we needed him, yep, no doubt about it. I am foregoing,
really?
Cowpoke poetry this week, and we're going to go straight to Dick's pick.
Oh, are we okay?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Who's singing?
Homer and Jethro.
What are they singing?
Something about whiskey. She greets whiskey and wild women.
Now once I was happy and I had a good wife. I had enough money to last me for life. I met with the gal and we went on a spree. She taught me to smoke and drink whiskey. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane. Make a well-written page. I'm leaving this story. How sad, but how true. Oh, women and whiskey and what they can do. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild women. They'll drive you crazy. They'll drive you insane. Head of my grave. For women and a whiskey, here lies a poor slave. Take warning, dear stranger, take warning, dear friend. Then write in big letters these words at the end. Cigarettes and whiskey and wild women. They'll drive you crazy, they'll drive you insane.
Homer and Jethro, yeah. Hey, let's ditch out to another cowmercial, okay. And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.